Or put that thing on the lowest setting and get rid of the fan. Or buy one of those cool fans. I got to find the name. Sean sent me the link for those fans. They're really expensive. I think Al even bought one of those fans. And all he has to do is remove it, run some Flex Seal caulking gunk on there, let it dry, and then turn it on. I don't know how his soldering jobs are, but he should have had me put a switch in it when I put that fan on there, because that's a new fan. The other fan was making all kinds of noise.